The Scientific Search for Life. Serious scientists studying the possibility of extraterrestrial life state that it is impossible to say anything definitive about such life, assuming that it exists. Nonetheless, we can make some general arguments on the nature of alien life based on what we know of physics, chemistry, and biology. First, scientists believe that liquid water will be the key factor in creating life in the universe. "Follow the water" is the mantra recited by astronomers as they search for evidence of life in space. Liquid water, unlike most liquids, is a universal solvent that can dissolve an astonishing variety of chemicals. It is an ideal mixing bowl to create increasingly complex molecules. Water is also a simple molecule that is found throughout the universe, while other solvents are quite rare. Second, we know that carbon is a likely component in creating life because it has four bonds, and hence the ability to bind to four other atoms and create molecules of incredible complexity. In particular, it is easy to form long carbon chains, which become the basis for hydrocarbon and organic chemistry. Other elements with four bonds do not have such a rich chemistry. The most vivid illustration of the importance of carbon was the famous experiment conducted by Stanley Miller and Harold Urey in 1953, which showed that the spontaneous formation of life may be a natural byproduct of carbon chemistry. They took a solution of ammonia, methane, and other toxic chemicals that they believed were found in the early Earth, put it in a flask, exposed it to a small electrical current, and then simply waited. Within 1 week, they could see evidence of amino acids forming spontaneously in the flask. The electrical current was sufficient to break apart the carbon bonds within ammonia and methane, and then rearrange the atoms into amino acids, the precursors of proteins. In some sense, life can form spontaneously. Since then, amino acids have been found inside meteorites and also in gas clouds in deep space. Third, the fundamental basis of life is the self-replicating molecule called DNA. In chemistry, self-replicating molecules are extremely rare. It took hundreds of millions of years to form the first DNA molecule on Earth, probably deep in the oceans. Presumably, if one could perform the Miller-Urey experiment for a million years in the oceans, DNA-like molecules would spontaneously form. One likely site where the first DNA molecule on Earth might have occurred early in the Earth's history is near volcano vents on the ocean bottom, since the activity of the vents would create a convenient supply of energy for the early DNA molecule and cells, before the arrival of photosynthesis and plants. It is not known if other carbon-based molecules besides DNA can also be self-replicating, but it is likely that other self-replicating molecules in the universe will resemble DNA in some way. So life probably requires liquid water, hydrocarbon chemicals, and some form of self-replicating molecule like DNA. Using these broad criteria, one can derive a rough estimate for the frequency of intelligent life in the universe. In 1961, Cornell University astronomer Frank Drake was one of the first to make a rough estimate. If you start with 100 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy, you can estimate what fraction of them have stars like our Sun. Of these, you can estimate what fraction have solar systems revolving around them. More specifically, Drake's equation calculates the number of civilizations in the galaxy by multiplying several numbers together, including the rate at which stars are born in the galaxy, the fraction of these stars that have planets, the number of planets for each star that have the conditions for life, the fraction of planets that actually develop life, the fraction that develop intelligent life, the fraction that are willing and able to communicate, and the expected lifetime of a civilization. By taking reasonable estimates and by multiplying these successive probabilities, one realizes that there could be between 100 and 10,000 planets in the Milky Way galaxy alone that are able to harbor intelligent life. If these intelligent life forms are uniformly scattered across the Milky Way galaxy, then we should expect to find such a planet just a few hundred light years from Earth. In 1974, Carl Sagan estimated that there might be up to a million such civilizations within our Milky Way galaxy alone. This theorizing, in turn, has provided added justification for those looking to find evidence for extraterrestrial civilizations. Given the favorable estimate of planets capable of harboring intelligent life forms, scientists have begun seriously to look for the radio signals such planets may have emitted, much like the TV and radio signals that our own planet has been emitting for the past 50 years.